Hey, this is David Ciccone from MobilityToday.com. Wanted to put out an audio boo because this really bugs me. I'm seeing a review by MTP Flyers, which I enjoy his reviews. Really good unbiased reviews, I have to say, and does a great job. But he pointed me to a product by SnazTech from Unlimited Case, a kid who now has a, looks like he's importing cases from Japan that he's probably buying for $5 a pop and then selling them for $12.99, which is fine, right? It's great, you know. You could there's no problem with making money, right? But then what I'm noticing is if you look at the back of your iPhone, you'll see he's using the actual Apple logo on the back of this case and the iPhone and all the patents that they have on the back. So he's actually using the Apple license on the back of the case without their permission, which, as you know, if Apple catches this, he'll be out of business within probably a day, and they'll probably go after the company in Japan that's supplying them the cases. The reason for this audio boo is the reviews that are coming up on this case are just absolutely getting ridiculous. People are getting free product and just saying great things about it because they're getting free cases. They're all different age people reviewing this thing. And, for example, here's one right here.
This is the SnazTech Epic. Can you guys see that right there? This is the SnazTech Epic, and it's only sold by UnlimitedCase.com. So, this case is only $12.99. Let's see what you get with
That's like a
case.
Commercial, listen.
You get the case itself. You get a screen shield. And you get a microfiber. So all this for only $12.99, guys. And if you're a YouTube reviewer, you can get yours for $7.99.
Okay.
And also, I believe he has this thing going on over there at UnlimitedCase.com. If you buy three of them, you get them for $34.
So if you're a reviewer, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is what's killing, you know, sites that are, you know, totally reputable. And people just get free product, and then everyone thinks they can be, you know, a professional, you know, editor or a reviewer. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with using YouTube to do this, but this is dangerous, guys. This is really dangerous. And, you know, I think it goes back to knowing your source and really understanding what their agenda is. That's one thing I've been doing for 10 years and will not do is have a company send me free product in return for a review. I'll never do it, never have done it, never will do it. I never guarantee reviews, and probably out of all the product that I get, I probably actually review 30 or 40% of it because, I'm not going to spend my time reviewing something that purely I don't think is going to make or break anyone's decision. I'll give people my ideas. But the products that I review are ones that I think people need to know what my feeling, what my take on is. But I wanted to let everyone be aware. Sorry for the long audio boo, but I thought you'd all enjoy it. Thanks.